SNAP will run out of money on November 1st if the shutdown continues. And nearly a quarter of Indigenous households use SNAP benefits, double the national rate. Julie Keller leads food services at Nemi Pu Health on the Nez Perce Reservation in Idaho.
Feeding families is very expensive, and people are struggling to make ends meet. And these programs help people provide basic nutrition for their whole family.
Keller says more tribal members have been signing up to receive food benefits out of fear that they may soon be canceled. 5 states in the Mountain West have issued warnings for SNAP recipients. Some states, like Colorado, are providing emergency funding for alternate food sources. Meanwhile, a group of Democratic leaders in several states are suing the federal government over the suspension of benefits. I'm Daniel Spaulding.